This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an official report from the 2022 general election reveals the lowest voter turnout in the country's history. The Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions raises concern over a growing lack of respect for law enforcement. The Deputy Premier and three legislators in the Cayman Islands quit the ruling coalition. And seven killed in Israel in the deadliest Hezbollah rocket strikes in months. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Barbados recorded its lowest voter turnout in the country's history since 1966 during the 2022 general election. This is according to an official report from the Electoral and Boundaries Commission on the last electoral campaign. The report revealed that voter turnout was 43%, a sharp decline from 59.6% in 2018. Senior lecturer in political science, Dr. Christina Hines, believes this may be cause for concern.
The voter turnout was 43%. That means that 43% of persons who were registered to vote showed up at the polls. Prior to this, 2018 was another year that was a record low at 59.6%. We have to remember that in 2022, we had the COVID-19 pandemic. There were still some restrictions in place that limited people's ability to show up to the polls if they were in quarantine, if they were told that they had COVID-19 and needed to isolate, they were not supposed to vote. But still, this number is quite low and may be a cause for concern. We will have to monitor this whenever there is another general election, but this is very low.
She further explained that these numbers are worrying as they may indicate how individuals feel about elective politics.
I don't know that we want to be selecting governments using a minority of the population. One would hope that you get at least half of those persons registered to vote, voting to decide which political party or which group of individuals form the government. So it is a significant drop, and it may tell us something about how people feel about elective politics, how they feel about those who form governments, and it may tell us something about trust as well. Trust of politicians, trust of political processes, trust in institutions. And I think that these are important things for keeping a society together.
Senior lecturer in political science, Dr. Christina Hines. Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Alliston Seal has raised concern over a growing lack of respect for law enforcement. Speaking during a virtual panel discussion on crime and criminal justice, Mr. Seal noted that crime patterns have shifted over the last 40 years, with prominent crimes on the rise and increasingly negative attitudes toward police.
I have seen a more brazen type of crime being committed in the modern era, as opposed to the crimes that existed before. I've also seen many persons being involved in crime. It has gone now to the extent, certainly, that so many more persons are involved in crime that it is not as easy for the purpose of detection. And that is how I see it from my point of view. I've seen a public who once would assist the police, denounce generally bad behavior and unsavory practices, to a public now that are willing to obstruct the police rather than assist the police and hinder them in their operation.
He also addressed the practice of recording police officers while they're performing their duties.
And I don't have a problem with the videotaping because, I mean, the police should be under scrutiny, and I don't think that they should have a problem being under scrutiny because it can assist them too also in the way they carry out the duty. And it may be able to dispel certain allegations against them if it is recorded. But I'm seeing a public videotaping, but most of the persons are encouraging bad behavior, using several expletives. They themselves are committing offenses. And that's the general thing that I am seeing constantly.
Deputy Director of Public Prosecution Alliston Seal. Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce echoed these concerns, adding that a major issue is the rise of such behavior among younger individuals.
What is worrying from a police perspective is that the disrespect is starting from relatively young age, teenagers, juveniles, and it suggests to us that there's something missing, one, in the home, and secondly, in the community and in the wider discussion on behaviors.
Acting Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. Cultural Ambassador to Barbados, Dr. Anthony Mighty Gabby Carter, says the time has come for Latin America and the Caribbean to join forces to ensure that the region gets the most value out of its original music used on the international stage. He expressed concern that artists and creators in the music industry in the region have not been able to cash in on their work. Dr. Carter was a guest on a panel discussion on culture as a tool for development during the 16th Ministerial Development Forum that's underway in Barbados.
Collectively, we are yet to cash in on what belongs to us because the rest of the world have copied it, they played it, they have lionized it, never to our own benefit. So it's about time that we get together as a region and see how best we could go about as a collective entity to make sure that we get maximum return for what we have given the world. Because it is not fair to us that other people, this, you see it in movies, you see it in plays, Broadway, you go up to London and so on, you see it.
He says the region has created more rhythms than any other country in the world.
We have created so many rhythms, so many beats, that it's amazing. In fact, there's no area in this world that would have created more rhythms, more beats, more original music than Latin America and the Caribbean. My sister talked about salsa, a merengue, and so on, calypso. Reggae is also part of it. And we could go on and on and on. And we could go into Cuba, because Cuba has created, I would say, the most. And all the other Latin countries have joined in and put their own stamp and their own originality and their own creativity to these different rhythms and so on that we have.
Cultural Ambassador to Barbados, Dr. Anthony Mighty Gabby Carter. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, says Barbados is committed to ensuring that Caribbean interests are represented within the Latin American Energy Organization as the island assumes the presidency for 2024 to 2025. Senator Cummins also raised concern over the ongoing energy crisis impacting some countries in the region.
We want to make sure that OLADE, as the regional and entity agency, is then taking responsibility for ensuring that all of those nuances within all of those sub-regions are then fully captured within its agenda, within its partnerships, and most importantly, within its outcomes. And that's what we have committed to as Barbados assumes the presidency for 2024-2025 of OLADE. In addition to that, what's important is that we also have within us a conversation that is ongoing about how within an energy transition agency that is focusing on energy transitioning within our countries, we also at the same time have countries who are in real time experiencing energy crises. Cuba, Ecuador, we have some real challenges here, and today I'm very happy that OLADE has issued statements in solidarity and in support of those countries.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. The government of the Cayman Islands is on the brink of collapse as three cabinet ministers and a parliamentary secretary quit, leaving the ruling coalition without a working majority. The deputy premier, the Minister of Sustainability and Climate Resiliency, the Minister of Health, and the parliamentary secretary announced that they're all resigning from the United People's Movement with immediate effect. In a press release issued following the announcement, the former deputy premier pointed to four factors behind the decision. The statement added that in recent months, the level of dysfunction and disorganization and a lack of professionalism have placed the country at risk of bad decision-making and reputational damage, which could have long-term adverse consequences. The decision leaves the ruling party, the United People's Movement, with just seven members, three short of the majority needed to govern. Recapping the headlines. official report from the 2022 general election reveals the lowest voter turnout in the country's history. The Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions raises concern over a growing lack of respect for law enforcement. And the Deputy Premier and three legislators in the Cayman Islands quit the ruling coalition. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.